Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local woman is working to help locate, identify, and inter the unclaimed remains of veterans. Let's go in depth with Mary Krause with the Missing in America Project. Mary, what's the Missing in America Project?
The Missing in America Project locates, identifies, and inters unclaimed cremated remains of American veterans. We go to funeral homes and cemeteries and crematories and every place that remains may be kept, and we search for veterans.
How did this organization get its start?
In 2006, in the state of Iowa, Richard Sessler, who was the director of the Veterans Cemetery in Idaho, found some remains that had been unclaimed, and there were 21, and he did work to get those veterans interred. And then that's where the project started. And then in 2007, the project went nationwide.
So it started in Iowa?
It did, in the year 2007. The first service that they had for veterans from Missing in America Project, it was a different state coordinator at that time, but the first service was in 2012, and they held a service in Rest Haven on Ingersoll in Des Moines.
And how did you get involved?
So I belong to a few different veterans groups, and I was just happened to be in a meeting, and there was a person there talking about different organizations that are at work in different states, and they had spoke about the Missing in America Project. So it was very interesting to me, and never in my life had I ever thought that there were people that went unclaimed. It's just not something that you think about.
And are you a veteran or spouse of a veteran, family members?
I'm a spouse of a veteran, and my son's also a veteran, and I have many friends that are veterans. Myself, I'm not.
And you just decided this sounded very interesting and you wanted to get involved.
I did. I can't imagine that the veterans, they fight for your freedom. I can't imagine that they would ever think that one day that they would be forgotten. So it really is important.
And it's a lot of detective work, isn't it?
So you go visit funeral homes and then, or funeral directors, and then, you know, wherever you can search, and ask if you can help inventory any of the remains they might have there. And if you can, so like the last service that we had on June 28th, Hamilton allowed me to come in and inventory the remains that they had. And we do inventory all the remains, not just the ones that are already marked as veterans, because spouses are eligible for military burial, and sometimes children are. So we do check all remains that they have. And there's a form. You have to fill out a form, submit it to the VA, you know, with all the information that you can get on the person. So many times and almost always the funeral directors will have the death certificates. So you take the information and transfer that to a form and submit to the VA, and then wait till the VA gets back to you to tell you if the person's eligible. It does take quite some time. You know, you're submitting one form for each person, and there's a person on the other end that's receiving that form. So, you know, and they have to do their research. So it can take a few days.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mary Krause with the Missing in America Project. Well, actually, as you were describing it, now that you say a few days, it sounds like, well, that's actually pretty fast for all that work.
It really don't take a horrible amount of time if you submit a lot at the same time, because, you know, you have to get in line with everyone else. So if they have someone researching a bunch of things they've already received, then you have to get in line behind everyone else. So it could take, you know, we've waited probably up to a week at the most, but if people are waiting, it seems like a long time.
Sure. Now, how do funeral homes come by unclaimed remains? They get a name and nobody, it's just a vagrant or somebody dies by themselves. What's the deal there?
A lot of times it's the person's indigent or they've lost track of their family. They don't have any family left and people, you know, no friends to care for them. It's a lot of reasons. I think even sometimes that people don't realize that they have a funeral service for their loved one, and then the person had been cremated, and then you really do have to do something with that person.
People don't know that?
Sometimes they don't.
Wow. And so then the funeral home has, I don't know, a few of these, dozens of them?
In the state of Iowa, there's an estimated 1,000 or so veterans that are considered missing that we're looking for. But in some cases, those veterans, in all of them, the veteran would have already passed away. Mm-hmm. And they're considered missing because they're sitting on a shelf somewhere or you know, sometimes they might be sitting in someone's garage or someone's basement. They could be anywhere. They've been found in trunks of abandoned cars. So, you know, we're trying to find them so they get the service that they deserve. It's kind of hard to think that there's 1,000 or so veterans that are out there that are unclaimed. And some of them may even be buried in mass graves because that does happen. Yeah, nobody has checked for to see if they were a veteran or if they were eligible for a military funeral, so...
Well, I knew they did mass graves many years ago. Do we still do mass graves?
They still do. Hamilton is going to have a mass ceremony for the remaining unclaimed that they have that are not veterans.
Well, this is just also remarkably sad.
It is terribly sad.
Just people that somehow lost track of friends and relatives and... Wow. Do you ever work with somebody and say, to try to locate a relative?
Like this last service, Hamilton's did, and we also had a service last May that Hamilton's searched for the relatives. Many times, on the death certificate, there are family members listed, but you're no longer able to contact them. They've moved and didn't leave any forwarding information, or if they've left a phone number, they're not answering, or they won't return phone calls.
Or maybe they just don't have enough money to pay for the service or to...
Correct.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mary Krauss with the Missing in America Project. And some of the funeral homes, you know, in Iowa are very, very old. They could have, I don't know off the top of my head how old, but they could have remains of people back from that fought in the Civil War.
So Missing in America Project has found veterans from the Civil War, and they've also interred Buffalo soldiers. You know, people are found in tin cans and cardboard boxes. We just try to give them the respect that they deserve.
And Buffalo soldiers being the African-American soldiers that fought in the
Indian War.
Yeah, in the Indian Wars. Wow. And you've done that in Iowa.
Those were in Iowa. That was a different state. But okay. They do many services out in at Arlington.
I see.
And they've had... remains actually cross the state on motorcycle from California and all the way out to Arlington, and they did come through Iowa. They escorted that far. all of those veterans.
Well, and can you just briefly say a little bit about the most recent burial that you had, the recent ceremony you at Van Meter, the Missing in America Project ended up interning, three people?
We had five, actually.
Five?
Correct. There were five veterans and one spouse on June 28th. One of those veterans was from the Navy, and his name is Burl Anderson. And then we had three Army veterans. There was Howard Duncan, Larry Gardner, and John Thiel. And then we had an Air Force veteran, who was Victor Sundberg. And then Nettie Hines was a spouse. And her spouse, we interred last May.
Wow.
So they were joined back together on June 28th.
Well, now this has to cost money, and I suspect you take donations to help the cause of burying.
So I do get urns donated for these veterans. We do accept those donations. And then if people want to donate, they could go to www.miap.us. And on the left-hand side of the page, there's a button to donate. And you can either, if you want to mail a donation, there's an address there. Or if you want to donate online, there's a PayPal link on there too. But like the services from Hamilton's, we did not pay for that service there. I did see a news story that said that the Missing in America Project funded the service for these veterans. And honestly, there were some things, minimal things that we paid for out of pocket. But Hamilton's received some donations to help, you know, with those services. And they also donate their time and services that they offer.
What does it feel like when you've helped return somebody to the earth?
That is hard to answer. I just can't imagine being forgotten. And I really, you know, I hope that we get more participation from funeral homes because there's not a lot. You know, we've been very blessed that Hamilton wants to work with the Missing in America Project. And I hope that more funeral homes would join in that effort.
Well, thank you for doing this. Thank you to the entire Missing in America Project. Thank you very much.
It always is strange. It's like, you don't even know these people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, that could be my family. Somebody loved them at one time. Now they have nobody. That's what we do. And every time I cry, it probably sounds crazy, but I do.
Thanks to Mary Krause for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.